we welcome you into another edition of Gateway to Baseball Heaven. I'm your host, Daniel Shopdaw, C70 at the bat, at C70 on Twitter. With me, as always, is Tara Wellman from Bird Seeds and Birds on the Black, and at Tara Wellman on Twitter. Something happened today. There's a little bit of news, probably, for the Cardinals, and that is, of course, Michael Wacha taking a no-hitter into the ninth inning before losing it again. And Tara, I don't know. After seeing him, you know, a couple years ago against the Nationals, and of course he took one pretty deep against the Pirates in the postseason in 13. The way he pitched through like the seventh and eighth, I really think he was going to get it. Do you think that extra little bit of sitting around really affected him? He said it didn't, but it kind of maybe did.
Yeah, you know, it's maybe the only time I've ever wanted the Cardinals offense to go down in order. And I don't know that I would ever say that with any sort of regularity. But yeah, you know, as much as he might think that it didn't affect him, because it's not necessarily unusual for a long inning to occur, when he's in a rhythm like he was, particularly later in that game, it's hard to deny the fact that something like that could have just interrupted the rhythm that he was in. It may not have been that he lost focus or that his arm got cold or whatever. It just, you know, there's something to that rhythm, something to that tempo, and you just sort of fall into the routine of almost the muscle memory of what you know you can do. So I don't know. He might not think it did. There really is no way to tell one way or the other, but that was certainly my thinking as we were seeing that lengthy bottom of the eighth develop for the Cardinals. Now, they did score a bit of an insurance run, which is never a bad thing. It gave Michael Wacha a little bit of time to get out of rhythm, if nothing else, and then try to get right back to it in the ninth. So, I mean, whether or not it did or didn't, I think it was extremely impressive what he did. I think it's been extremely impressive what he has done in his last handful of starts. Really, outside of one or two starts, he's been every bit the Michael Wacha that the Cardinals had hoped he would be. I think it's not a secret that I've been a little bit slow to really buy into Michael Wacha as a durable long-term piece of the rotation. But he's done everything he can do to prove me wrong, which I'm more than happy to admit. We talked a little bit earlier in the season about how good he was in 2013 when we first got a glimpse of him, and how hard it has been for him to get back to that, to sort of recapture that magic. And I think we've seen from him this season as close to that as we've really seen on any sort of consistent basis since then.
Probably so. I think that, I got a little concerned. I was watching the game start, the pregame show today, and they kept indicating, as like you said, the last eight starts for Wacha, he has like a 1.86 ERA or something like that. It's him and Michaelis are trailing Verlander only in ERA for that time period. And I'm like, boy, they're starting to make a whole lot of big deal about that. That's about the time somebody comes out and lays a five spot up in the first inning or something like that. But he didn't, obviously. And it was possibly the best performance that he's had in quite some time. Two walks, both of them coming in the same inning. Other than that, it was pretty much perfect. I kind of wonder when he was up to, 106, 107 pitches, when you then get to sit, I mean, the arm cools a little bit, just enough, and he hung a pitch and it got hit. I'm sure that to some degree, I know Mike Matheny wanted Wacha to get the no-hitter for sure, but there had to be at least a little bit of relief that he didn't see Wacha try to throw like 20 more pitches that inning to try to get it. Although I did find it funny that Rob Raines put out that, Wacha was at 107, and there might be some debate about the ninth inning, and I'm like, they sent Jack Flaherty out for 120 pitches. I think Michael Walker's going back out to try to get a no-hitter. It's been amazing to see him put it all together. And it's, when we came into this season, like you said, we didn't expect to be talking here on June 1st about him really being the ace of the staff. You know, Carlos Martinez has been very good, but you know, he's been out for, you know, now getting close to a month.
One start. It's going to be one start. He's only going to miss one start.
Okay, I got a little worried because I thought you wanted to jump into the he's only going to make one start before he goes back to the deal, and I didn't want to get into
no,
that.
No.
we'll get to that maybe later. But yeah, he's only going to miss one start. It's been like four now. So he's been out 3 weeks, for almost four. You know, we have seen Miles Michaelis would make a claim to that because he's been obviously very good all year long too. And the rest of the rotation is good. Don't get me wrong. But I don't, you know, we expected Walker to be well, but we thought he would be a kind of a guy that you're talking about an all-star berth or things of that nature. And it's very good to see. Now, again, you and I and most everybody, I think, still kind of knock on wood, hold their breath and everything else. Because of those shoulder issues in the past. And you'd also wonder, you put this out there, but if the Cardinals are, you know, and we'll talk again about Alex Reyes in a little bit when we want to feel sad and depressed, but if the Cardinals are ever going to need a spot in their rotation, do you trade high on Michael Walker and hope that, you know, you get him traded off before he runs into injury again? They've never committed to Michael Walker in a way that's you would almost expect them to have. They've always gone, you know, they went to arbitration, actually went to arbitration with him 1 year, and they've only signed him to 1 year deals here and there. They haven't extended him this long term contract like they do so many other people. I mean, is that, you know, if he continues to pitch like that, does he pitch himself into a trade discussion?
It's certainly possible. I mean, I think he's been a piece that a lot of people, maybe outside the organization, have talked about as a trade piece for the last couple of years because there's just so much pitching. And when you have guys like Alex Reyes and Jack Flaherty and Austin Gomber, who finally got a chance to throw a pitch at the big league level, and that's not even considering the John Gantz of the world or even the Dakota Hudsons, who may be a little further removed from a starter spot. When you have all of that depth, we've talked about it before, all of that pitching can't be in the Cardinals rotation all at the same time. Now, unfortunately, the cliche truth of John Mozeliak has prevailed in that these things typically take care of themselves. I would like, for once, John Mozeliak to actually have to make a decision as opposed to baseball doing it for him just to see what might happen. But I think Michael Walker doesn't necessarily fit into this grand scheme of the long-term future for the Cardinals rotation. At least he hasn't, because they've always had that other guy who would be kind of the anchor of the rotation. There was Adam Wainwright. Then there was supposed to be Carlos Martinez. Then it was going to be Alex Reyes, who was the anchor of the rotation. And there were pieces to fill in around that. So I don't know that the pitching picture for the Cardinals ever really revolved around Michael Walker in a meaningful way like it does around some of those other guys. Now, it's hard to see how well he's pitching at this point and not think of the way he can impact this team, at least this season. But if the Cardinals are able to get Alex Reyes back and healthy, if Carlos Martinez is able to maintain his health, they do have that handful of other guys who are just right there ready for the call-up if it's necessary. And then, as we've talked about a number of times, you can turn that big league value into something that makes more sense to fill in another hole for this team, whatever that may be. So I think he's still in the conversation. I think that the more value he can build up by performing well on the mound for the Cardinals, the more flexibility they have, right? Because they can use that consistency to their own advantage on the field, or they can turn it into something else without having to give up maybe multiple prospect pieces, because you're offering bona fide, proven major league talent while he's performing well. So it definitely can only be good for the Cardinals either way, for Michael Wacha to continue to perform this well.
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely going to do the Cardinals good either way if he can continue this up. So, and I don't know. I don't know that that's something they'll talk about, because you watch Michael Wacha just as a person, just as interaction. You almost can see him being the next Adam Wainwright. And I don't mean that in a pitching sense necessarily, but in that jovial personality, that, you know, guy that the media tends to go to. You know, I was watching the Facebook game, a little bit of it, and they were talking to Michael Wacha in the dugout, which is a situation where they typically talk to Adam Wainwright, you know, but with Wainwright hurt, they're not necessarily going to go to him as much. Not saying that that's enough to keep you on a team, but there is value perhaps to that, at least in a marketing standpoint.
But, and even, you know, we've mentioned the last couple of weeks that almost overnight, Michael Wacha became the grizzled veteran of this pitching rotation. And while the reality of having that veteran in the rotation probably has arguable merit, I think the experience that he brings to the table does have value when you're looking at a rotation full of guys that have less than half of the major league innings that Michael Wacha does. So, in that sense, I think there's a very real, consideration to be given for leaving him in that spot. But I think that it would be foolish for the Cardinals to shut down any conversation about trading Michael Wacha simply because, like you said, they haven't committed to him in the past. He's always sort of been right there on the bubble of a guy who makes sense long term or doesn't. And if the right piece were to come along and somebody were to ask about Wacha at this point when he's pitching well, it would be foolish to turn it down without at least considering what the return might be.
For sure. Now if Carlos Martinez slides back into this rotation, that does take a little bit of that veteran presence back, not necessarily a whole lot. I think, looking at their career innings, probably aren't too far apart, but, Carlos is supposed to be back Tuesday. They've announced that he will be the pitcher on Tuesday against the Marlins. He made a rehab start in Springfield, I think it was Thursday night. He looked, depending on how you look at things, I mean, he finished his outing. He went 65, 7 innings, 70 pitches like he's supposed to. Gave up a couple of home runs, I believe, some runs. Didn't maybe look quite as sharp, and maybe that's trying to conserve. That's because you're going up against AA people. It's, you know, just testing the waters, whatever. But there is, I think, a little bit of trepidation with him coming back. You don't necessarily think he's just going to pick up where he left off, do you?
No, I mean, part of the reason he might not have looked so sharp is that he just hasn't pitched. That's not uncommon, especially we've seen that from Carlos Martinez in the past. It took him a while this spring to get sharp. And he was working on some things, as everyone is in spring training. And, we saw the results of that. We saw that he needed some extra work, in minor league games to get things going. And even his first start of the season wasn't great. But once he gets locked in, then we see the real Carlos Martinez. So I'm not going to say I was particularly surprised that his rehab start didn't go quite like those of Alex Reyes over the last month or so, but I will also not be surprised if he's not vintage Carlos Martinez on Tuesday, just because he hasn't been on his normal schedule, on his normal routine, throwing the normal innings that he seems to need to get everything going right. So, you know, he may need a start or two to get everything back in order mechanically before he starts to look like Michael Wacha, or rather Carlos Martinez did, before the injury. I guess the bigger concern for me is going to be not does Carlos Martinez look like vintage Carlos Martinez, but does he actually make it all the way through that start not re-injure himself in the process, because that seems to be a bit of a trend for Cardinals starting pitching this season as well. So that, you know what, if Tuesday doesn't go quite like we all would hope it would as far as his final stat line, as long as he's capable of making his next start and doing so in good health, I think I'll be happy with it.
Yes, that does seem to be the trend this year. As we saw earlier in the year, Adam Wainwright came off the DL, went back on the DL after a start. And then this week, Alex Reyes does exactly the same thing, which was significantly more of an impact to people's well-being, not only his own, but everybody else that was watching. Reyes looked fairly good in his four outings, through four scoreless innings. He wasn't quite as dominant as he was in the minor leagues, but that's not to be expected. That is to be expected. Very at the end of his outing, the trainer comes out because they thought they saw something. Reyes kind of shook him off, threw three pitches that were like 95 and above, and then left for the day. They get back to St. Louis to find out he has a lat strain that the GM is calling, severe and significant and things of that nature, which is, I don't know that I have heard them term an injury like that, that strongly, that early in the process, since Adam Wainwright went out with Tommy John surgery in spring training. And they basically said, when he left the field that day, he's going to need Tommy John surgery. They didn't say many words, but it was pretty obvious. They tend to soft pedal these things, and they're not on this one. I don't know if that means we're not going to see Alex Reyes again this year. I don't know if that means they're just kind of being cautious this time and not letting hype build up. I don't know what, but it's not a good look, I don't think, or not something the Cardinals wanted to see, at least, after taking their time with the phenom, just to have him come back and immediately get hurt.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, and as frustrating as it is for us, I keep thinking how incredibly demoralizing it has to be for Alex, because he's put in so much work. He's physically in so much better condition than he was when he made his major league debut. He's better mentally. He's more prepared. Everything that I've heard about him behind the scenes is as impressive as he has been on the field. When I got to see him and talk to him in Peoria, it was striking how just under control he was, not only on the mound, but also just in the way that he was able to, handle the media afterwards, in the way that he dealt with the team and the fans. And he was just a very impressive person to be around. And at the same time, you could see every time someone brought up playing with the guys at the major league level and what it's been like to be around them while he's been in this recovery process, and his eyes light up. He wants to be out there so badly. So my first thought continues to be just how incredibly frustrating it must be for him to have put in all that work and done everything and taken his time and been patient with the process, only to throw four innings and be shut down again. So I don't know. It's to hear the way that they're talking about this injury, there's part of me that thinks, coming on the heels of the he's only going to miss one start lat injury that turned into 4 weeks, maybe they're just trying to get out ahead of it a little bit this time, especially after, the night before, everyone said, he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. Oh, by the way, he's actually not. So maybe there's a little bit of PR work being done there to try to, set themselves up for a more pleasant surprise as opposed to a more negative one down the road. But at the same time, these lat injuries can be so tricky, and air quotes, lat injury can seem a little vague as far as what is actually wrong, but it can also be incredibly difficult to recover from. I mean, Syndergaard dealt with it last year. Obviously, Carlos Martinez and his it's not a concern lat issue lasted a lot longer than they thought it was. I believe that John Gast went out with a lat injury that he still hasn't quite gotten back from. Not necessarily that the lat injury is still the issue, but it just took him so long. He was out for so long. So, you know, these things can be tricky to try to sort through. And that's, I keep using the word frustrating, but I don't know that there's a better word for watching Reyes just cruise through his rehab starts, only to be shut down after the very first one at the major league level, and after all the buildup that surrounded it. So that sort of puts the Cardinals pitching puzzle back in order, all on its own, without John Mozeliak having to make any tough choices, but certainly not in the way they'd hoped.
Yeah, I don't know that whatever bargain John Mozeliak made with whoever runs baseball, whatever entities that might be, to make sure that he never had to make a choice, he really thought that out when it was having this issue. It is. You're right. I mean, you're right. Frustrating is really the only word that you can use for it. And extremely disappointing. And you start then to wonder about what Alex Reyes' future looks like. I mean, if he for some reason does miss the rest of the year, that's 2 years in a row of development that he hasn't had. Is he ever going to be able to be that pitcher that we hoped that he would be, that he looked like, especially in his rehab starts? You start to wonder about that. You know, how much is he able to come back from that? Now, hopefully this is a little bit overkill, and then hopefully that, you know, maybe we are just talking, you know, a few weeks or maybe into the, around the All-Star break or afterwards. But, you know, there hasn't really been any update this week, and maybe they just don't know, but it's also like, you know, I think that I would be calling, if I was the reporters, I'd be calling the doctors like every day, say, how long is he going to be out? Because people are a little interested in knowing. So it's a tough situation. Especially, you know, again, the Cardinals moved him to the 60-day DL in part so he could take his time and be developed as a starter. I mean, I guess if nothing else, he's going to have a zero ERA for the season if he's out for the year. So there's that nice little back at the ballcard thing, but that's not exactly how you want to go about it. So, it is, that it's tough, and you hope that later on in the year we get to see him again because he is such a dynamic talent. And obviously he had, like you said, learned so much over the time period that he was away. He looked like the, he looked as we saw him pitching somewhat in those four innings, but definitely in the rehab. He looked like that pitcher that he had the reputation of before he came up in 2016. And we didn't really get a chance to see that in 16 as much. And in fact, even his minor league numbers were a little off, if I remember right, that year because of various issues. But he definitely looked like that guy that is going to be that top of the rotation starter. And now you start wondering if he's ever going to be able to do that. So hopefully he will. We've talked quite a while about the pitching staff because that's the strength of the Cardinals and the issues of the Cardinals, but that they do hit the ball every once in a while. And somebody would sit, yeah, it depending on, and usually we're whining about the fact that they don't hit the ball, but this year, this time, we're going to talk a little bit about somebody that may be finally coming out of his shell, and that's Marcell Ozuna. Home runs on Saturday and then a grand slam today. I've seen some tweets about, you know, his stance looking better, you know, that toe tap back. He's starting to look, I mean, physically look like the batter that they had last year when he went out and hit 37 home runs. Do you think that Ozuna is back, or did he just, is this something that we're going to have to kind of go in spurts before we really see him get on a tear?
Well, he definitely, you mentioned the changes to his stance. He definitely looks physically like the at-bats he takes in the last couple of days, really just over the course of this weekend, have started to look like those that he took last year with the Marlins. And when you compare it to some of the at-bats earlier this season, particularly when he's been struggling the most, it's a pretty significant difference. And if it's a matter of timing, if it's a matter of the mechanics, if it's a matter of changing things too much. Maybe he's back to what has worked. Maybe he'd fallen into some old habits and it's just taken this long to sort of identify where he went wrong and how to get back to it. If you needed help identifying where it went wrong, I mean, Zach Gifford picked up on it weeks ago, so right. he should have just asked then. But it does seem like he's made those changes. He's found those issues and the things that seem to have thrown him off in his timing at the plate. And I would love for that to be it, for this to suddenly be the introduction of Marcell Ozuna to the St. Louis Cardinals, because he's back to hitting like the guy that he was in Miami. I mean, literally, like his stance over the top of the other was almost identical today to what it was last year. And I don't know if people actually remember this or not, but he was pretty good last year. So that's a good start. That's a good place to be if you're trying to match what you did last year. So, I feel like the games that he's had today can only do good for the mental side of the game for him to see those adjustments creating results right away. I don't know about right away. He's slowly making some changes over the course of the season. To see the results such dramatic fashion, I guess, has to be good for his psyche and a sort of confirmation that what he's doing is working. And hopefully that will lead to consistency in what he's doing and he'll be able to.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Alan Medlock, who does Meet Me at Mutual with me, sent me a note on Saturday before the game, and he said, I'm picking a Ozuna home run today. And I said, okay, well, hopefully you're right. And he was. we bought it, and I'm perfectly happy to pay up for that, because it is very good to see something that resembles the guy that that the Cardinals thought they were getting, because you start looking at this team and you've seen Matt Carpenter, his numbers overall are not looking good, but I think we all feel like we're back to the regular Matt Carpenter. Tommy Pham had 2 hits today, which is a very good sign to see, because Tommy Pham had been struggling ridiculously over the last month. He had a hit under 200 for the month of May. If he's, it looked like, at least one of the ones that I saw, looked like he took some pretty good at-bats. So if Carpenter's going and Pham is going, and then you're going to get Ozuna going, it makes, you get Molina back, and we'll have to see what that means. But it makes this offense, in theory, knock on wood, and however you want to look at it, but it should make this offense much more dynamic than it was. And that's a big thing. Maybe we won't have to go to the 9th inning before you can win ball games, which seems to be their MO this week. It just feels like maybe they're getting to where they're going to start putting all the pieces together, because it seems like in the past, the offense would go and the pitching would fall apart, or the offense would struggle and or those two things would work and then the bullpen would have issues. And I'm not saying the bullpen's perfect by any means right now, but it's almost starting to look like right now you could see all three pieces working, which is not something I think we've been able to see all year. I think that this is probably the best, or at least the most optimistic that we can be about the Cardinals. Now, that means they'll probably go in and get swept by the Marlins or something. But right now, I think we're starting to see what this team could possibly do.
Well, yeah, and I think, the construction of this lineup in particular really only works one way, and that is if everyone is not necessarily having career years, but living up to the the career norms, if you will. So if Matt Carpenter is Matt Carpenter, and if Marcell Ozuna is Marcell Ozuna, and you get sort of what you expect from guys like Yadier Molina, and you know, I don't know that there are great expectations in place for Jose Martinez, but what we have seen, if he can maintain that, if Tommy Pham can be in some way, shape, or form the Tommy Pham that we've seen over the last season and a half, all of those guys have to be doing what they are known for doing for this roster and this lineup to really be competitive with some of the teams that maybe have a little more firepower as far as, you know, kind of traditional middle of the order bats. But we've talked about this a lot in that if those guys are doing their part, this is a very potent lineup because it's deep. You have guys that are capable of just sort of moving the line along, and then you have someone like Marcell Ozuna who should, in theory, be able to come up with that big hit. Maybe not every time, but more than anyone else in the lineup is likely going to. So none of that is new information, but I feel like this is the first time since maybe very early on in the season where there were a couple of games where we saw that Tommy Pham, Matt Carpenter, Jose Martinez, Marcell Ozuna combo do some damage. We haven't seen it consistently, and it seems like those guys as individuals are looking a little bit better in their ability to produce on a consistent basis, which in theory would lead to more consistency from the offense as a whole. We've yet to really see that happen, but I do think, like you said, the signs are there that it could start to happen just about any day. And, you know, there's no time like the present to maybe take a little bit of pressure off of that bullpen for a while by going out and scoring enough runs that, you know, you're not particularly worried about which one of two or three guys you can pitch in a one-run game.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice not to have to worry too much about that, or maybe not have to throw Jordan Hicks every single day until Matt Bowman comes back and he can go every day. Lots of things we could talk about there with the bullpen, with some of the late issues that they've had this week and the uses of Hicks and, you know, like you said, Austin Gumber finally making his debut and what that means and all that. But I think that'd be like a whole nother show. And so we'll save some stuff. Taro, you know, is going to be talking pretty much all week long on video, so we'll leave her a few things to cover in those recaps and discussions and previews and all that. So if you're not subscribing to Taro over on YouTube at her channel, you should be, and so you don't miss any of that.
I didn't even pay him to say that. Just didn't. So we're clear.
I'm going to send a bill later, but
right.
But you know, she didn't. but anyway, so the Cardinals have the Marlins and then the Reds this week, which should be a good week. And if it is, you know, we'll see where we're standing next week. I guess that's all you can do is take one game at a time, as the cliche says, except for tomorrow when there is no game. And we'll be back with you again next Sunday, and we'll see what we want to talk about then. But until then, that's Tara, and I'm Daniel. Good night.
Hey Cardinals fans, thanks for listening to this week's show. If you liked what you heard, you can find us on iTunes. Just search Gateway to Baseball Heaven under podcasts and click subscribe. While you're there, feel free to give us 5 of those little gold stars or even a quick review. And tune in next time as we break down another week in baseball heaven.